H910 AM, W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. Federal prosecutors asking a judge to limit what former President Trump can share about the election-related conspiracy case against him, citing Trump's social media posts in support.
Friday, right after being arraigned, he posts this sort of all caps message saying, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. And Jack Smith points to that immediately, writing to the judge and saying, what if this can be interpreted as witness intimidation? What if we start turning over grand jury transcripts as a part of discovery and he starts posting them on social media? How can he be trusted? Where's the line?
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. Trump's lawyers have been given until Monday evening to respond to the government's request. Former Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao is set to be sentenced Monday for his role in the death of George Floyd. Emergency officials in California say a firefighting helicopter has crashed in Riverside County. No word if there are any fatalities. This is ABC News. Italian authorities investigating a boating accident that killed an American.
A rented motorboat carrying American publishing executive Adrian Vaughan and her family slamming into the much larger sailboat. An Italian prosecutor saying the 45-year-old was seated at the bow of the boat, the sheer force of the collision throwing her overboard. Italian media reporting that Vaughan's two children were also thrown into the sea. Emergency workers trying to save Vaughan, but she was ultimately pronounced dead at the scene.
ABC's Lama Hassan. New data showing that working in healthcare is one of the nation's most violent professions, as workers suffer more non-fatal injuries in workplace violence than any other profession, including law enforcement. Data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show healthcare workers racked up 73% of all non-fatal workplace injuries in 2018, the most recent year for which data is available. Some states have begun increasing penalties for violence against healthcare workers. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
Something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part Park jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels
conversations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original Cream Puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 57. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 82. Lows dip down to about 56. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Low 80s Tuesday and Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 61.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, hey, don't miss it.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And the topic at hand is, how much do you care about UFOs, UAPs? Do you think the government is keeping these secrets from us? Or are they now using it as a distraction to keep us from caring and talking about the other things of the day? And I'm asking this because yesterday there was a UFO congressional hearing. And I was pretty surprised when I checked what was trending on Google yesterday to see that it was sixth behind Sinead O'Connor, Mitch McConnell, the World Cup, the crane collapse in New York City, which was terrifying.
Yes,
I don't know
terrible.
If you got to see that video. But I'm just interested to hear from you as far as where do you fall? Are UFOs a secret? Or are they the distraction? 844-967-2789. Jane, you said we had a good text?
We do. John from the Falls checking in. I'd be interested if, honestly, I thought any of it was real. Unfortunately, most of the people called to testify in front of these Republican panels have shown they're only there with an axe to grind or have a way to personally benefit from appearing. I am beyond bored with all of the Republican whistleblowers and experts. Just another diversion to keep the American people from focusing on them taking away our rights and getting richer every day.
And it's interesting because I remember this whole thing made me think of a story that I covered and I talked about at one of our last jobs, Jane. And this was December 2021. And it was a headline that said, NASA used religious experts to predict how humans may react to aliens. Because it was basic. So religious experts have examined how each of the world's major religions may respond to news that intelligent life exists on other planets. And the idea is that if you've, you know, dedicated your life to thinking God has created
all life,
and all of a sudden there's a new form of life, like how much does that challenge your worldview? And, you know, the fact that NASA had invested in this, to me, kind of made me think like there may be proof of this. And, you know, that the fact that they are in investing in kind of what the human condition would be like when, if and when they found out there's life beyond Earth. And I don't know, I feel like when we look at the James Webb telescope images, it's hard for me to imagine that, like, Earth is the only planet that has life on it. Like, I just don't have that much faith that in the ever-expanding universe and universes there's that are out there.
There's lots of space out there.
That it's like, oh yeah, but we're the only ones. And so, like, I don't subscribe to that. I have no idea what the proof is, which makes all of this more interesting.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text that same number from the 920. I agree the UFO hearings are likely a distraction. I thought I saw Glenn Grothman was doing some of the questioning, so that probably tells you all you need to know about the validity of this hearing. We have far greater problems than that Congress should be focusing on instead of science fiction. Josh from Oshkosh. And we have Sharky from Racine is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Sharky.
Good morning. I got to thank you for the great Brewer ticket Saturday. We had one of the best times of since 1970, I tell you.
Oh, yay! That's awesome.
So, hey, listen, I'm now retired and older than 50. And I got a chance to do a lot of things, you know, working for the government. And some things I couldn't talk about them until recently, and other things. And the space deal is crazy. It's amazing. Is it an interruption to our daily lives for those who care because they're paying attention? Other people never look up. Okay. So my thought is, if you go to 51, Area 51, it's going to be pretty dull. Secondly, we do have the Space Force thing now, and that was a big trademark for our current president. I'll also tell you though that most of your stuff is going to be top secret. They're secret for a reason, but it's not that it's they're not flying unidentifies. Okay, so with that said, I think it is definitely a distraction, but it's also very important because our safety now is in space. And if you look, if you can write this down, there's the X 37B. People thought that was a UFO. It flies about 60 miles above the Earth. And it was a manned, we had the space shuttles for many years, and now we have unmanned space shuttles that are not occupied by a human being, but from Earth. Now, Area 51 really doesn't even exist anymore. All of their employees go to a new spot. And I want to say it's going to be in Utah, but they get on the bus. I should say bus, but it's actually a 737. And they fly to Utah area. And it's top secret, and they're doing top secret things. And what they're seeing is top secret movements. And the Air Force is obviously up there. And if you talk to a serious Air Force pilot, they'll probably giggle, laugh, and say, can't talk about that. But you're halfway right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Sharky. Thank you, Sharky. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Coming up against the break.
What do you think, Jane? You're making faces over there, so I'm wondering what you're thinking.
Well, I certainly think that it is the height of egomania to think that we are the only things in multiple universes.
Yes.
And if there is intelligent life, I think the fact that we still haven't met them is more of a reflection on us.
They don't want us.
If they're really not smart, if they're really smart, I think they should stay away. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, like you said, we're coming up against a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the two highest trending topics from yesterday, both RIP Sinead O'Connor and also what happened to Mitch McConnell. And we're also going to play a game in the second hour. So I'll introduce the State Fair game for a chance for you to win some State Fair tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Federal prosecutors asking a judge to limit what former President Trump can share about the election-related conspiracy case against him, citing Trump's social media posts in support.
Friday, right after being arraigned, he posts this sort of all caps message saying, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. And Jack Smith points to that immediately, writing to the judge and saying, what if this can be interpreted as witness intimidation? What if we start turning over grand jury transcripts as a part of discovery and he starts posting them on social media? How can he be trusted? Where's the line?
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. Trump's lawyers have been given until Monday evening to respond to the government's request. Former Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao is set to be sentenced Monday for his role in the death of George Floyd. Emergency officials in California say a firefighting helicopter has crashed in Riverside County. No word if there are any fatalities. This is ABC News.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and that music can only mean it's time to recombobulate with the founder and editor and publisher of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer. Does that music now just make you happy every time you come on this show?
It really does. It really does. I'm really enjoying it. I have my own like walk up to the plate music here on As Goes Wisconsin.
It's great.
Couldn't be happier. I have that. I have the guys at Town Call made something for me too. So I'm very excited to have like all of this entrance music.
What is your entrance music on Town Call?
They put a little edit together that involves like a Bobby Portis quote and some other stuff.
Nice.
Whatever.
So, nice. And yeah. So you do that. Very that fun. You do Town Call at 12:15 on Wednesdays.
12:30 on Wednesdays.
12:30 yeah. on Wednesdays. Okay. And you get more callers on that one?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. You ready to get started?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we're still going to talk about kind of fallout from county sales tax vote from last week. Would like to get to the big news, certainly, that is today, of Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet becoming Justice Janet today. But you texted me on my drive in this morning that there is some Senate news. So would you like to break that?
Yeah, that's right. There is some news in the race to challenge Tammy Baldwin in the race for U.S. Senate. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany announced today that he will not be running for U.S. Senate. And he will be running for re-election in the 7th Congressional District.
There
have been speculation for very safe move. A very red district in Wisconsin, you know, for the time being at least. I think this is a really interesting move and timing for the move because I think the writing was on the wall a couple weeks ago. When there was a report out for kind of the campaign finance reports mm-hmm. came through for Tom Tiffany. And, you know, I think there's all this speculation that he would be running in this race. But those campaign finance reports came out and he was out fundraised by every single member of Congress in Wisconsin. And so I'm going to read from the Wispolitics political stock report. After those numbers came out, and they of course said Tom Tiffany was a falling stock. So they said, I'm quoting here, insiders saw the Monaco Republicans' second quarter fundraising as an opportunity to prove he's serious about running for U.S. Senate next year. He didn't deliver. So
did not deliver.
So I think once that report came out, the writing was going to be on the wall that he was not going to be running. So
who does that leave? Because I in my infinite wisdom, of which is not many or is not much, let's just be honest. But like when I compare this cycle so far to where we were with Democrats in the race to run against Ron Johnson, at this point in 2021, it was a very, very full race. I think. Mm-hmm. Basically, was it August even when Mandela finally announced and it was finally like all of the candidates had been running? So to me, this feels late to have no candidate on the Republic like that's announced for Republicans to run against Tammy. But I could be wrong.
It does seem late, especially when you look around the country and there are all these, you know, competitive races that people are making announcements for. People are looking ahead to the 2024 map, what it's going to mean in Ohio, what it's going to mean in, you know, Montana, a number of these states that are going to have some closely watched races. And Wisconsin, as always, is going to be on the list
of
closely watched races. And if you look at, you know, any statewide election from a year out, you would have to project Wisconsin as a toss-up just based on how close our elections are here and just how closely contested everything is going to be in every big election cycle. Right now, I think you have to consider Baldwin as the clear favorite.
Yeah, because there's no one running against her.
There's no one running against her, for one. But also, even if somebody does run against her, the list is not exactly an inspiring one. You have, you know, former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, who's as Trumpy and far right and extremist as it gets, and he resigned in disgrace in Milwaukee before he...
Under what circumstances he resigned?
There was a lot of, I mean, he refused to answer questions about a death at the county jail.
Got it.
Yeah.
I have another question about David Clark. How long do you get to use a former title? Because he's not sheriff anymore. So, I mean, is this just, he's going to be Sheriff David Clark for the rest of his life? Then I'm bringing back that I was on homecoming court when I was a freshman in high school.
Were you?
Yes.
Nice.
Jane Matinair, former homecoming court.
Jester.
In Hartford High School.
I just think that's ridiculous. Side note. Sorry.
I think you get to use the title forever. I think that's how you should introduce yourself,
okay.
Jane.
Okay. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's David Clark. Who else is potential? I think who else has like been thrown out that there's actually any indication that they could run?
So Madison businessman Eric Hovde has talked about a run. He was a candidate more than a decade ago. The first time that Baldwin was on the ballot, he was he lost to Tommy Thompson in the Republican primary in 2012.
Okay.
And then there is Scott Meyer, who is a CEO of a staffing agency called QPS Employment. He has talked about potentially running, but there was a story not long ago about how, you know, I think Dan Bice quoted him as saying, if no one else is going to do it, I'll jump in. So not exactly the inspiring message to really rally the troops. And so I think this is just indicative of Wisconsin Republicans having this, a really thin bench.
Yeah.
And not having anybody who is willing to take on a very successful incumbent in Tammy Baldwin.
Can't they find some other rich carpetbagger who doesn't actually live in Wisconsin to move here?
Well, I think that's kind of what they're getting at with Hovde, because I think Hovde has spent, you know, a lot of time in California in recent years since his last run over a decade ago. So, you know, another carpetbagger. Maybe they'll bring Tim Michaels back. Maybe they could try Dan Kelly again. You know, it's third time's a charm for statewide elections for Dan Kelly.
What's interesting is the only name that I feel like comes with some name recognition, but also baggage is David Clark, I think.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's just, but that's Marquette, what it just gets back to the fact that like to have people run who have so little name recognition and have them announce seemingly late does not inspire a lot of confidence as far as how the campaign's going to go, in my opinion.
Yeah. I wrote a little bit about that name recognition factor when I broke down the latest Marquette poll, because that was the first time that they polled in this race, you know, it's kind of starting their 2024 polling cycle. And David Clark was way ahead of everybody in name recognition. But that was really on the strength of the Milwaukee area. In Milwaukee suburbs, yeah. And Milwaukee city and county. He obviously had very strong name recognition. He was the sheriff in Milwaukee County for 15 years. So he had a very strong name recognition there, but he just had basically the same level of terrible name recognition as Tiffany and Gallagher and, you know, the other candidates that they pulled in that in Green Bay and North and West Wisconsin. Sheriff Clark is basically unknown,
yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
So,
all right. Well, we will continue to watch that, because someone's got to run. They're not going to not run someone. So we will see where that ends up falling. But Tom Tiffany,
are there any surprise candidates that you would be watching? Like, do you think Rebecca Clayfish would jump into this race at all?
Do you think she wants to be senator?
I think she wants to run for a state. I think she wants to run for a statewide office, but. You know, the governor, I mean, obviously the governor's race made sense, but it just seems like a really difficult task to go up against Baldwin.
It is. And I also, I don't know her. I've never met her. I've met Joel. Fun. Yeah.
We had a great time with Joel.
I don't know. It's hard. I just still feel like she got so burned by her party that I just wonder if it's still too soon to just get back on the horse. But like I said, I've never met that woman, and I don't know what her perseverance is, of how badly, when you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance, but I don't know.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing,
I guess.
Yeah. Two terms as lieutenant governor, you know,
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables if once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
Jane's on fire this morning. All right. Well, let's move on, because you also texted. So we talked a little bit about this on Friday when Maggie Dawn was here, since she was actually at the vote. But on Friday, there was the vote finally for the county sales tax that passed, overwhelmingly passed. I think more than
even on Thursday. Oh, no, was it Thursday that the vote? No, the vote was Thursday. We talked to Maggie on Friday. And no, the vote was Wednesday. No, what am I?
Vote was Thursday. Yeah.
We talked to Maggie on Friday. And I interviewed David Crowley on Wednesday. There we go.
Right.
When they did not know if they had the numbers. And so to see them have 15 when they needed 12 was, I think people would say that was an overwhelming vote. But you said that there's been some fallout since then.
Well, I just think it's been some of the reaction to it, I think, has been interesting. So I think, you know, basically, I think the lack of reaction from Republicans and a mostly negative reaction from conservative media to the decision by the Milwaukee County Board to raise the sales tax has been very interesting, because basically you had this situation where Milwaukee needed to do something to address its revenue. The state Republicans gave the city and county one option. You needed the permission. They gave them this one narrow option to raise the sales tax to address some of these revenue issues that came from defunding the city and county through years of state level austerity. And, you know, Republicans basically, yeah, I would think in a normal state, we would have a situation where Republicans would say, congratulations, Milwaukee leaders. You've made the smart, responsible decision to put your city and county on a path to fiscal health. You know, the state was a partner in getting this together. You know, we're all going to be in a more prosperous, stable condition going forward. Instead, I think you had a lot of Republicans saying, well, Milwaukee voted to raise its sales tax. It's just classic tax and spend liberals, blah, 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 blah. But, well, this is the only option we had. And we had to, and I think, part of me thinks that Republicans in the state wanted Milwaukee to vote this down so they could point at Milwaukee and say, they are who we thought they were. They're not responsible. They're going to make the bad decision every time. And that's not what happened. Mm-hmm. And I think people want, you know, Republicans in the state so often want Milwaukee to be the punching bag for so many of the scapegoat for so many of these different things. I think they wanted Milwaukee to fail. I think they wanted Milwaukee to vote this down. I think they wanted Milwaukee to fail so they could point at Milwaukee and say something. But their complete silence when Milwaukee did make the smart, responsible decision with the only tool that the state had granted them, you know, the silence from state Republicans did speak volumes to me, at least, considering how key this was to the, you know, the negotiations for this shared revenue deal that we talked about for months and months and months going into this.
That's an interesting observation. As far as, and I, obviously you've been writing about this for like 4 years, so you were picking up on things that I may have missed. Because when you said that to me this morning, you're like, the fallout, I was like, well, what do you mean? I didn't really see anything. And you're right, I didn't see anything. And so that's exactly what it was, the lack of commentary, you know, versus every, you know, the amount of people that I've been, you know, a lot of the Republicans who could take to Twitter a lot, or X, or whatever. But very interesting. All right, well, when we come back, it's a big day. I don't know if they're streaming live, but Judge Janet becomes Justice Janet. Later today, she is getting inaugurated. And for the first time in 15 years, the Wisconsin Supreme Court will have a liberal majority. And so we'll talk a little bit more about what that could mean and what the future holds with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast overnight with a low of 57. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 55. Low 80s Tuesday and Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms Wednesday. To recap, 57 overnight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 59.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15 Town Call. 1 p.m. The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4 Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And it is that time of the week that we are going to play Three Headlines and a Lie. This is where we have four headlines. Three of them are real. One is faker than, expected prep time for a recipe. But Jane then goes and tries to pick which one she thinks is the lie. And you're getting better at this. Well, I don't know.
The last couple of weeks have been a little rocky. I wouldn't be too complimentary. But we'll see how I do today.
But as always, you are welcome to play along at home. And like I said, at 11:20, we are going to play a game that you can call in and play to win Wisconsin State Fair tickets. We have 25 to give away between now and next week when the State Fair kicks off. And so if you would like some free tickets today, you can win at 11:20. But we will be playing this game every day until Thursday. All right, Jane, headline number one.
Okay.
Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire at Atlanta actors rally.
Wow.
Bold.
Is he okay?
I don't know. Real.
Okay.
All right, number two. Change your first name to Subway and you could win free subs for life.
Subway Matt Nair?
Subway Matt Nair. Not bad.
Okay.
Number three, Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices.
Beet prices?
Beet. Very good with goat cheese.
How is that related to Barbie?
No idea.
Wow, it's a tough one this week. Okay.
Number four, Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Come on, these are all made up.
They are not all made up. Three of them are, in fact, real. So I will go through them again.
All right.
Number one, Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally. Number two, change your name to Subway and you could win free subs for life. Number three, Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices. Number four, Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Okay, they're all so stupid. But I just think that if Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire, I think that would have crossed my newsfeed somewhere. So that's the lie.
Well, you're clearly not reading Huffington Post enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Harrison Ford's stunt double did indeed set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally. Mike Massa roasted the AMPTP online afterwards, saying he was sick of being burned by studios and producers.
So was he wearing a flame-proof suit?
Let's see. Dozens of workers gathered to support their union, which is currently on strike. Massa, stunt coordinator, and Harrison Ford's stunt double on Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny closed the demonstration by taking the stage in a flame-licked coat.
Okay.
While holding up a strike sign.
All right.
The professional risk taker ensured the spectacle was safe with special protective materials and a fire crew on site.
All right. All right. So what's left?
All right. So what's left? You got to choose between change your name to your first name to Subway, and you could win free subs for life. Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices, and Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Oh, this is just a complete stab in the dark. I'm going with the Barbies and beets because I don't understand that correlation at all.
I also don't understand the correlation, and that indeed is the fake one.
Yay! Woot!
Good job, Jane. Barbies and beets. I don't know what the, maybe it's, I haven't seen the movie. I'm seeing the movie on Saturday. So
is there a connection to the movie and beet farming?
I don't know that. But all I can think of when I think of beet farming is Dwight Schrute. So, I don't know, but after I see the movie, I will come back. And if there's any beet
references,
okay. I will let you know.
Excellent.
But yeah, if you are interested in free subs for life, now that they have those meat slicers, it's not, you know, there's the supposedly better. If you don't like your first name or you just love Subway, now is the time to change it. Subway will reward one person that legally changes their name to Subway with free sandwiches for life between August 1st and August 4th. So you only have 3 days to do this. One person will be randomly selected to receive a check or prepaid card for $750 to reimburse costs associated with name change.
Okay.
And 50,000 worth of Subway gift cards that you may be used to buy Subway food for the rest of the winner's life. Is that enough?
Well, not if you're going to eat once a day on Subway. Wouldn't you do?
I wonder if you can come back and be like, I used all of it, man. Like, you said life.
I'm still alive.
Like, I'm still here and I want more subs.
Actually, maybe if you have that many subs on a regular basis, you're not going to live that long.
Fair. All right. And then finally, yes, gamers everywhere. I guess they were looking for scratch and sniff controllers because Microsoft has created a pizza scented Xbox controller. It's part of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles marketing campaign.
I figured it was just one way to remind your teenager that they need to eat food.
Put
the controller down and actually, doesn't the pizza smell good? Go get some real pizza.
Yeah. It's the world's first ever pizza-scented controller. And I guess there's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem movie coming. I did not know that.
Well, the clamoring has just been so loud. They had to.
The last one did so well.
Well, yes.
So there you go. Well, you were pretty good.
It was a pretty hard one. It was better than last week's.
All right. Well, tomorrow you get another chance to play another headline quiz. We are actually going to have Maggie Dawn on the show tomorrow for our civic media crossover. So we will ask her what she thinks the best, the worst, and the weirdest headlines are from the week. Talk to her about her show's going, which you can listen to Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network. And then we will see how she does in our other headline quiz that we do on Fridays. But coming up in the next hour, there is no public service announcement today because Kristen Lierley is traveling. But we have some other reproductive health headlines for you that is going to be pretty infuriating and a little sad, but then we'll move on pretty quickly and have J.R. Radcliffe give us a sports update. So stick around. We have a packed filled hour coming up next. This is As Goes Wisconsin. So I'll settle for one day to believe in you. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet lies.
You can't disguise.
the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remmel.